你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大，不是加略人犹大，问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这是主的话。
God is so good to us for sending His servant Pastor John to us.
神是美好的，他有约翰牧师在我们今天在我们当中证道。
Pastor John is no stranger to us, though.
我们大家都认识啊，约翰牧师。
He pastored at our church for 7 years.
他在这里牧道有七年的时间。
So we look forward to hearing God's word.
我们去听他为我们证道。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Your word, O Lord, is perfect, restoring the soul.
神啊，你的话语是完美的，修复灵魂。
Your word is certain, making the simple person wise.
你的话是坚定的，令平凡的人得到智慧。
Your truths cause our hearts to rejoice and our eyes to be enlightened.
你的真理使我们的心欢喜，我们的眼睛明亮。
May that purpose be fulfilled through the message you speak through Pastor John to us today.
愿你的旨意今天通过约翰牧师的证道得以成全。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名我们这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor John.
Good morning.
早上好。
It's true that I was pastor here for about 7 years.
我在这里有牧道大概有七年的时间。
But we were here about 15 years altogether.
但是我们有十五年时间在一起的。
So I used to be a backbencher. I used to sit at the back and then gradually I got moved up to the front.
我以前是在很久以前是坐在最后面的，但是我渐渐的移到前面来了。
But I think that when we came in 1991, Bingo was here in the church, eh?
我记得我1991年来这里的时候 ，Bingo 已经在这里了。
Bingo and I are brothers.
Bingo 和我是兄弟。
Well, it's wonderful to preach the Trinity.
关于三位一体真神的正道呢，是非常好的一个经历。
I don't know what it's like for you to sit in the pew and listen, but for me, reading and preparing and preaching has been a great blessing.
我不知道你们坐在那里听到是怎样的，但是对于我来说，阅读和准备和正道对我来说是一个非常大的回馈。
The study of God as Trinity has helped me know God better.And helps me praise him better and honor him better.
去学习这位三位一体的真神，帮助我去更加的认识这位神，也让我更加更好的去赞美这位神。
And my God always turns out to be greater and more wonderful today than I knew him yesterday.
神呢总是出乎意料的，比昨天我所认识神是更好的。
My theme song throughout this little series, has been.That we get to know the Trinity through Jesus.
今天的主题，我们在这一系列学习三位一体的真神的时候，是我们去认识去开始去认识主耶稣。
We meet Jesus.
我们与耶稣相遇。
We become convinced that He is Emmanuel, God with us.
我们确信他是以马内利，神与我们同在。
And then Jesus takes us by the arm and leads us back to the Father in the Spirit.
然后耶稣把我们环抱在他的臂弯里，然后把我们带回到天父和圣灵里。
And so it is in discovering Jesus that we discover the Trinity.
当我们探讨耶稣的时候，我们去看到了三位一体。
The Holy Spirit is present in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经中，圣灵已经出现了。
We meet the Spirit in the very first verses of Genesis.
在创世纪第一节，我们已经看到圣灵。
Here are those first two verses of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
This is the creative work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵创造性的工作。
In the Old Testament, we also see the anointing and empowering work of the Spirit.
在旧约圣经中，我们也看到圣灵他油膏和授权的工作。
Prophets and kings are anointed and empowered by the Spirit.
先知和国王，他们被圣灵油膏和授权。
And this activity of the Spirit is even more prominent in the New Testament.
在新约圣经当中，这个油膏和授权的工作是更加大的。
The Apostle Paul lists the kinds of gifts that we can expect from the Spirit of God.
使徒保罗列举了一系列我们看到在教会生命中圣灵所给予的恩赐。
Gifts of miracles and healing and prophecy.
其神迹的恩赐医治和预言。
Gifts of serving and teaching and encouraging.
侍奉的恩赐，我们教导和鼓励。
And so we see that the same Spirit is at work in the church as it was in the Old Testament.
我们看到在今天在教会里的同一个圣灵，也是在旧约圣经中同一个圣灵。
But the Spirit is not just a power supply.
但是圣灵不光光只是一个赐给力量和权力的。
The Spirit has a deeper work.
而圣灵会有一个更深的工作。
The Spirit of God is also a sanctifier.
神的灵他也有一个洁净的工作。
What does sanctify mean?
洁净是代表什么意思呢？
It means to make clean or holy or special.
就是清洁，使为成为圣洁和特别的。
The Spirit of God is the heavenly cleaner.
所以神的灵他是天上的清洁者。
He prepares us for the holy presence of God.
他在我们遇见神圣的神的时候，他预备我们。
And we begin to see this in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约圣经中也开始看到这一点。
Here's Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27, for example. This is your memory verse for the week.
我们看以西结书36章26到27节，这是我们也要记住的经文。
God says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you to move you and to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
经文这样说到，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。赐给你们肉心，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So Ezekiel prophesies about a time when the God will send His Spirit to live in our hearts.
以西结预言说，神将会有差遣他圣灵来住在我们里面。
Why will He send the Spirit?
为什么他会差遣圣灵呢？
To enable us to obey the commandments.
好让我们可以遵守典章。
To empower us from the inside.
从里面我们给我们力量。
To help us be good.
就帮助我们成为更好的人。
This is the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵清洁的工作。
And if you're like me, we need this a lot.
我们 我们非常的需要这个。
It's a lifelong process.
这是一个一生的过程的工作。
So first of all, the Spirit of God is active in the creation process.
首先，神的灵他在参与创造的工作。
And secondly, the Spirit of God anoints and empowers His people for service.
第二，神的灵他给我们油膏和授权的，让我们可以侍奉。
And thirdly, the Spirit of God cleans us and sanctifies us.
第三，神的灵他清洁我们。
But the Spirit of God is more than this.
但是神的灵有更多的工作。
The Holy Spirit is also our companion.
圣灵是我们的伴侣。
He's our counselor.
他是我们的保惠师。
He is our friend.
他是我们的朋友。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是一个人。
And this is where we need Jesus to open our eyes to understand the Spirit more deeply.
这就是我们需要耶稣打开我们的眼，让我们去认识这个真理。
We find a lot of Jesus' teaching in the New Testament in the Gospel of John, chapters 14 to 16.
我们在约翰福音14到16章，我们看到耶稣教导我们很多关于圣灵。
And I want to read again verses 16 and 17 of John 14.
我想在这里再次读约翰福音14章16和到17节。
Notice that for Jesus, the Holy Spirit is not it. The Holy Spirit is He.
我们可以留意到耶稣在这里称圣灵不是一个物种的他，而是一个人物的他。
I don't know how this translates into Mandarin, but anyway, I'm going to read this, emphasizing the personal pronouns.
我在这里将会着重去一个个人的代词。
Remember, Jesus is speaking.
记住，耶稣是这样说的。
And this is what he says: I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
他这样说道：我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
There's no question that for Jesus, the Holy Spirit is a person.
毫无疑问的，耶稣在这里说，圣灵是一个人。
We would not have learned this from the Old Testament.
我们在旧约圣经里是没有看到这些的。
But Jesus introduces us to the Spirit as a person.
但是耶稣把圣灵介绍给我们是一个人。
The backstory of these chapters in John's Gospel is that Jesus is going away.
约翰福音这个故事的背景就是耶稣他将要离开。
He has been with his disciples for 3 years.
他与他的门徒在一起有三年的时间。
They've come to love him and to lean on him.
他们越来越渐渐的更爱他和依靠他。
And now he's talking about going away and the disciples are devastated.
但他现在说他要离开他们，他的门徒非常的悲伤。
But Jesus has good news.
但是耶稣有一个好消息。
Yes, he is going.
是的，他将要离开。
But when he goes, the Spirit of God will come and take his place.
但他离开的时候，将会有圣灵替代他。
Here are more verses from this section.
我们可以看到更多的经文。
John 14, 25 to 26.
约翰福音14章25到26节。
All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you.
我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Chapter 15, 26.
15章26节。
When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。
And John 16, verses 12 to 15.
有约翰福音十六章十二到十五节。
And perhaps I'll ask Grace to, if you'll just read that a matter, please.
Okay, 我就读啊中文的。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
And so we see how Jesus takes us by the arm and leads us back to the Father and the Spirit.
所以我们看到耶稣是怎样把我们放在他的臂弯里，然后介绍圣灵给我们。
There are so many things we can learn about the Spirit in these passages.
在这些经文当中，我们有很多的可以学习圣灵。
But I want to focus on that verse I read from chapter 14, verse 16.
但我想着重于十四章第十六节。
I will ask the Father, Jesus says, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
This verse touches my heart.
这一个经文感动我的心。
The word translated counselor is the Greek word parakletos.
保惠师在希腊文里是 parakletos.
It is a word that has two parts to it.
这 是一个由两部分组成的组合词。
Para means alongside.
Para 代表就是在旁边。
And kaleo means to call.
Kaleos 就是说去呼唤。
So together, when you put it together, it means to call alongside.
所以把他们放在一起就是去呼召在一起。
So Jesus is saying, I will ask the Father and he will give you someone else to walk alongside you.
所以耶稣是这样说，我要求父，他就差遣另一个来跟你们一起。
The Holy Spirit is our companion.
圣灵是我们的伴侣。
He is our counselor.
他是我们的保惠师。
He is a friend.
他是朋友。
He's got your back.
他保护我们。
Jesus tells his disciples and us, I will ask the Father and he will give you another parakletos to be with you forever.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我要求父，他就会差遣另外一个保惠师与你们同在。
So the word parakletos is important in that sentence.
所以这个词保惠师是非常重要的。
But I don't think it's the most important word.
但是我不觉得它是最重要的。
The important word for me in this sentence is the word another.
在这个句子里一个非常重要的词是另外一个。
And he will give you another parakletos.
他要给你另外一个保惠师。
If the Spirit is another counselor, who is the first?
如果圣灵是另外一个保惠师，那是谁是首位的？谁是首先的呢？
It's Jesus, isn't it?
不是耶稣吗？
Jesus is the first parakletos.
耶稣是第一位保惠师。
He came from heaven to walk alongside those disciples.
他从天上来到地上与门徒在一起。
He was their companion.
他是他们的伴侣。
He was their friend.
他是他们的朋友。
He was their advocate.
他是他们的中保。
And the Spirit will be another of the same kind.
而圣灵是另外一个保惠师。
You see how Jesus helps us see the Spirit in a new way.
可以看到耶稣是让我们是怎样去从新的一个角度去认识圣灵。
The Spirit is a second Emmanuel.
圣灵是第二个以马内利。
The Spirit is a second God with us.
是第二个神与我们同在。
Only a person can be a paraclete.
只有一个人可以称为保惠师。
The Spirit of God is not just a power supply.
圣灵不只是给我们力量。
We must not only come to the Spirit for what we can get out of Him.
我们不可以只是单单的来到圣灵面前，可以看去希望他可以带给我们什么。
Imagine if someone loved us only for what they could get out of us.
可以想象我们有一个人爱我们，但是我们只但他只是想从我们这里得到什么。
What kind of love is that?
那是怎样的一个爱呢？
Remember 2 Corinthians 13:14.
哥林多后书十三章十四节。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的感动。
The Holy Spirit is a person who invites us into fellowship with Him, a two-way friendship.
圣灵邀请我们 与他在一起，是一个双向的友谊。
So Jesus introduces us to this idea of the Trinity.
所以耶稣把三位一体的这个意念告诉我们。
One God in three persons.
一位神，三个位格。
Three persons in one God.
三位一体的真神。
Time and again over the history of the church, the God's people have remembered this fact of the Trinity.
在教会的历史当中，一次又一次的神神的子民去记得三位一体的真神。
And this Trinitarian God is calling to each one of us today.
这位三位一体的真神，他呼召我们今天的每一位。
God the Father calls us back to Himself. He's created a plan of salvation for us.
天父召唤我们归向他，他有一个救恩的一个计划。
God the Son puts that plan into action and pays the penalty for our sins.
而神的儿子他在十字架上为我们付出，为我们的罪付出代价，使得这个计划得以实施。
And the Spirit of God implements that plan in our hearts.
而圣灵他实施这个计划在我们心里的，在我们每一位。
The story of the Trinity is a great invitation.
所以这个三位一体的真神的这个事实是邀请我们。
God is saying to us, "Come home."
神呼召我们回家。
Come and sit with us and eat with us.
跟我们坐在一起，跟我们一起。
Enter into the fellowship of God.
与神在一起。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
O Triune God, we praise and worship you.
三位一体的真神，我们赞美你，敬拜你。
Thank you, Father, for your plan of salvation.
谢谢天父，你救恩的计划。
Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life on the cross.
谢谢耶稣，你在十字架上献出你的生命。
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for cleansing us, cleaning us on the inside.
谢谢圣灵，你洁净在里面洁净我们。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for opening your heart to us.
圣父、圣子和圣灵，谢谢你打开我们的心。
We praise you and worship you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你和敬拜你。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
In response, let us sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Please rise. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor John, for revealing the truth of our triune God to us. And thank you, our God. And rest assured that we are in union with our Father through Jesus Christ on the cross by the Holy Spirit. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.